Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another evening of Blog Talk Radio, teaching and Bible study with Warrior Women for God. I am your host and teacher on this evening, Minister Erica. I am always excited for the opportunity that God has given me to share His word with His children. We are going to open up with a word of prayer. I do have a prayer request, a few prayer requests on the agenda for tonight. So we are going to open up and share in a word of prayer for our women all over this world and specifically for those who have requested prayer. Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for our life, for our health, for our strength. God, we just bless you on tonight. But we understand that all things work together for those who love you and are called according to your name. So, God, we just bless you on this evening. Father, we just ask that you would please look after Lisa, Father God, as she goes and has teaching this Saturday, Lord. We ask that you would just open up the floodgates of heaven on her behalf, Father God, that you would just rain down, that you would just allow her to speak, that you would just take over, Father God, and allow your words to just come over and be the speaker for her during her training. God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would please look after Sean, God, who is who dealt with a drowning incident, Father God, and the family. Lord, we ask that you would just keep them covered with your blood. God, we ask that you would just send restoration, God, that you would just send love, that you would send peace, that you would send understanding, Father God, because, Lord, we know, Lord, that you are a healer. God, we know you as a deliverer. Lord, there are so many others, God, who have lost family members recently, Father God, or who are going through physical battles. But, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask that you would just rain down on our lives with healing, with increased faith, God, with increased trust, Father God, that you would just bless us and enlarge our territories. And, God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for all things, all those things that we have gone through, God, those things that we have lived through, those things that we are experiencing, Father God. We thank you on tonight, and we will be ever so careful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. So on this evening, we are going to talk about taking time to live. Taking time to live. You know, I really want you to write that down on a piece of paper somewhere. Taking time to live. Are you taking time to live? There are really some components and some principles that we're going to go over this evening that will show you how to take time to live. And in James 4:14, it reads, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." So for many of us, we think that, you know, we have all this time to live. We have all this time to do good, and we have our whole entire life to just be and do, and we keep thinking and thinking and never doing. We never take that step and really understand what God's word says about taking time to live. So we're going to look at tonight some things, some principles for taking time to live, because many people spend their lives seeking personal gain. You know, it's all these things for me, me, me. I don't have time for you. I don't have time to support your endeavors. I don't have time to reach out for what you're going through. But that's not good because you actually fail to achieve the things that are most rewarding to your life, to your success, to living. So the first principle in taking time to live is to take time to listen. Isaiah 55:3 reads, "Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live." So taking time to live also means taking time to listen. So you are listening to others because every now and again, everyone needs a listening ear. Haven't you ever gotten to that place where you just wanted to talk? You just wanted to vent? You just wanted to get it all out? And just to have someone listen to you? And here's what listening does. It's so powerful because listening encourages. Listening solves problems. Listening brings comfort and healing to someone who is brokenhearted or bereaved. So our first principle in taking time to live is taking time to listen. So you listen to others to empower them, to encourage them, to support them, to help them solve their problems and to bring comfort. But guess what else? As we are listening to others, we also must listen to God. Because we receive help from who? From God. But we only receive that help when we hear and we take heed of his counsel. We will receive his care and his comfort when we take time to listen. Are you so busy that you don't have time to listen to God? How busy are you? Let's just think about that. Because if you're that busy that you are missing out on listening to God, we can always listen to our girlfriends and we can give so much advice and, yeah, girl, you need to leave that man alone. Or, yeah, child, I'd have been did this or I would have been done that. It's so easy to listen and engage in that. But when someone says, hey, listen to God, it's a little bit more challenging. But in Psalms 91:15, it says, he will call on me and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him in honor. Did you hear those things that God said he will do? Are you calling on him? Are you calling and then not listening? It does you no good to call and not listen. He said he will answer you, but do you sit still long enough for God to answer you? Principle number two in taking time to live is taking time to learn. And how do we learn as spiritual beings, as God's children? What really is our tool for learning? It's the word of God. In Psalms 119:105, it reads, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So if the word of God is the lamp to your feet, means wherever your feet need to walk, your answer is in the word of God. It's going to light your path so that you can walk correctly. But guess what? If you're not taking time to learn, you're not living. And if you're not living, you're walking dead. Think about that. And that, you know, that doesn't just mean on a spiritual level. It goes beyond spiritual as well. Are you taking time to learn? You should be a lifelong learner. You should be someone who is committed to learning? What is your craft? What is that thing that you just enjoy, that thing that you could just do for free? What is it? What do you really enjoy? Are you taking time to study it and learn it? What is your gift? Are you learning your gift? Think about that. So you have to take time to learn while you are taking time to live. So you learn from God and you receive from God by reading and meditating on His Word. You learn from God through prayer, through exercising your faith. Because when you do those things, according to Psalms 119, verse 133, you receive wisdom. You receive wisdom from above. How many things, if we had just consulted God and waited for an answer and listened for His answer, would the decision be different right now today? If we had waited for His wisdom, the decision could be different. The outcome could be different right now today. So you've got to take time to learn. So we learn from God, but then guess what? We also learn from people. You can learn so much from people's experiences in life, from their knowledge. You can learn from books. You can learn from so many resources that are available. Are you learning? If you're not learning, I hate to tell you, you're not living. And if you're not living, you are walking dead. Wake up, arise, and live. Principle number three is take time to laugh. See, people think that, you know, the Bible is just this religious thing and, you know, oh, my God, I don't have time to read that. The Bible is simply the best self-help book there is. It's the best book. It's the best literature. It's the best blueprint for how to live. Proverbs 17:22 reads, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine." So if your heart is merry, that means it's happy. That means you are joyful. Take time to laugh. How many Christians do you know that don't take time to laugh? Their lives are just dreary and they are just drab and you just wonder, like, where's your happiness? And, you know, for so long, I had people look at me like I was crazy because I was always showing up joyful and happy and full of just joy. Because I was just happy about life. I'm just happy about the blessings that God has for me. And, you know, people caused me for a very long time to question so many different things on so many different levels. They would say things like, "Why are you so happy? Why are you happy all the time? You're always smiling. What's wrong with you?" And I would just shut down. I would go into a shell, and then one day, something hit me. I was like, wait a minute, what's wrong with me? No. What's wrong with you? I don't have the problem. Something is wrong with you, not with me. So you have to make sure that you are taking time to laugh and to be joyful and just enjoy life. Learn to laugh at yourself, enjoy others, and rejoice in the Lord. Did you hear that? Rejoice in the Lord. So if you're rejoicing in the Lord, that means that you are showing happiness. You could be laughing and singing and just smiling and happy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He didn't say make an evil noise or to complain or just act ugly. That's not what he said. He said make a joyful noise unto him. Count your blessings and praise God for them. Because those are the things that will enable you to be happy. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, sometimes there are things that hit us in our life, and we can have a moment of sadness. We can have a little shower of unhappiness. But guess what? That don't mean that you're supposed to stay in that mode. You're supposed to just remain unhappy and hold on to that and never show any joy and just soak in that. No, that's foolishness. Get that together. We're just going to keep this thing real. That is not the intention. So you have to make sure that, you know, even if you do hit a pothole in your life, keep walking. Get around other people that will help you smile. Get around other people that will help you be joyful. Mm-hmm. It works. It's so contagious. It's so contagious. Yes, it is. And the next principle is to take time to lift. In Mark 9:27, it says, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up. When is the last time you've just been a lift for someone else? You know, today I was in, this morning I had to stop for gas, and this I was in the store, and of course I had to get my morning coffee, and people had just left the coffee counter so dirty. And that just, it just does something to me that people just leave a mess and keep moving. So I went over and I cleaned it up, and the lady was like, inside of Oriole Farm, she said, thank you so much. You are one of the very few. I said, I just don't believe in leaving a mess. I want to leave it better for the next person. And she just smiled and said, thank you so much. I said, you are quite welcome. That lifted her day. It doesn't always have to be the normal thing. Do something outside of the box that will help you lift someone else's spirit. So as I began to get in line, I'm going to just say the little old lady behind me, she said, no, 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 you just did something so sweet, so you get in front of me. And she was just talking to the people in the store. She was so sweet and kind. So I said, can I borrow your cheese stick for a minute? Because she had a cheese stick, a donut, and a cup of coffee. And I had the young, she said, sure, baby. So I had the young lady in front of me ring up her cheese stick, and I paid for her thing. Why? Because I wanted to be a lift. She thought about me while she was getting in line. She wasn't selfish and just ran in line. She said, no, baby, you go ahead and get in front of me. And I gave her a lift for her day. Who can you give a lift to on tomorrow? Who can you just take time to lift their spirit? Write out cards and send them out. You never know the difference that a simple card could make. Are you taking time to lift other people's spirit? And if you need your spirit lifted, text a sister. I'll lift it. I'll be a lift for you. And sometimes, you know, you don't present yourself in a way that allows people to feel like they can even approach you to be a lift for you. So it's okay to be vulnerable. Get vulnerable and say, hey, listen, I need a lift. And I know some of my friends around me right now, they need a lift. And so I'm going to be very intentional this weekend on lifting the spirits, the hearts of others that I am connected to, even if it's just through a card with a big old smiley face to say, hey, be encouraged, I'm thinking about you. It doesn't always have to be stuck to a price tag or a dollar bill or going out to eat. No. Just let someone know that they matter in the simplest way. Be a lift. to someone else. Send out a sweet text message that just says, hey, I'm thinking about you. I just want you to know that I love you. My childhood friend, from time to time, she'll just send me a text and say, hey, I love you so much. And I'll text back, I love you too. It doesn't mean that we can always pick up the telephone or, you know, we can always get together or go out, but we lift each other just through a simple text message. Are you being a lift for and to someone else? Because so many of us are just so busy with our own personal pursuits and our own pleasures that we forget to just turn around and pull someone else up. We forget to just say, hey, you want to go for a walk? Hey, I was just thinking about you. Be a lift. I want you to really think about that tonight. How can I lift someone else's spirit? And if you're down and you need your spirit lifted, text me. Send me a text. I'll be a lift for you. Because people don't know all the time. Like, you know, we had a young lady jump off of a roof in downtown Baltimore, and she killed her infant before she jumped and killed herself. She needed a lift. But somewhere along the line, something inside of her told her that she didn't matter anymore and nobody loved her. And she felt alone. Could you imagine if every day we're just lifting each other up, what the reduction would be in suicide, in murders, in hatred, in bitterness, in anger? Lift. You don't know what your sister is going through. You don't know what your friend is going through. Send them a lift. Everybody's not going to share with you. But you know when you really think about it, when it's too late. So everybody that was connected to that young lady who drove downtown and jumped off of that bridge or that roof in downtown Baltimore on Tuesday, everybody is now reflecting. Well, did she show us a sign? When is the last time we just said, I love you? When is the last time we even just considered her? When is the last time we checked on her? So her and her baby are now gone. She needed a lift. Will you be a lift for someone else? People need a lift. This world, this society today has gotten rough. It's hard. People are battling with sickness in their body, death in their family, financial hardship. People are probably contemplating suicide by the second. And yet, we just going in our own little world, never thinking that someone else needs a lift. Be a lift. And our last principle on taking time to live is take time to love. 1 John 4:16 says, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Take time to love, because when you're taking time to love, that means you're taking time for God. And how is that, Erica? I don't understand that, because God is love. And everyone needs to share in the love of God. So you take time to live by sharing God's love. And it's just a simple thing in taking time to love. A smile says so much. A smile is a simple way to love. A kind word. When is the last time you've just shared a kind word with someone? Try this, ladies. When you walk into the restroom, compliment another young lady on her dress or her shoes or how beautiful she is. Compliment her. That's showing love. Lending a helping hand. Do you have an elderly person that's close to you, someone that's in your family or someone that you know that you could just go and lend a hand to, a neighbor who may need their lawn cut or maybe when you're going to the store, you could offer to bring back a gallon of milk and a loaf of bread. Lend a helping hand and to share God, share Christ with others. That is love. I want you to become intentional about these things. I want you to be intentional about taking time to love, intentional about taking time to lift, intentional about taking time to laugh, intentional about taking time to learn, and intentional about taking time to listen. Because guess what? That means when we can follow those five principles and we live according to those things, we are taking time to live. You only have one life. There is no layaway plan. There is no return policy. You don't get a receipt so you can exchange it. You only have one, and you have to embrace it, love it, and live it. You hear that? Love it and live it. I want you all to know that Warrior Women for God, we absolutely love and adore you. We thank God for you. And we are always praying for you. We are always lifting you up. We are always thinking about you. And if by chance you need a lift, you can reach out on Facebook. You can call me or text me at 443-949-4984. Don't ever hesitate to let someone know that you're hurting and that you need a word of encouragement. Mm-mm. That's what we're here for. We are here for you. We love you. God bless you. If anyone has a prayer request or something that they would like to share, you can press 1 and unmute your line. And if not, I am going to close us out in a word of prayer. And again, thank you. Thank you for the sacrifice. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to just share in God's word with us. And just know that Warrior Women for God, we love you, but God loves you best. Dear God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. God, we thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would just bless your women, that you would just bless their seeds and enlarge their territory. God, I ask that you would just bless Tammy and her family, Father God, as her grandmother has taken ill. Lord, we ask that you would just send your love and your healing and your peace through that family, God, so that they can understand that all things work together for the good of them who loves you. So, God, we thank you. Lord, we ask that you would continue to just bless us to know that we can do all things through you because you give us strength. God, for those families who are in mourning, God, we ask that you would just touch and heal and restore this nation. As we say, one nation under God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bring us back to one nation under God. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We ask for healing for the families in Charleston, South Carolina, God. And we ask for peace in this nation and in this world. And Lord, we thank you that you are giving your children strength and courage to stand, to speak, to heal, to love, to live, to laugh, to leave a legacy. God, we thank you for financial blessings. We thank you for all these things, and we will continue to give your name all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, and all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, and good night.